Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
What's up, everybody? I'm Najee Adams.
And I'm Hunter Jacobs.
And you're listening to the Hoop Bowl Nets podcast. So, we are back in studio, live, sitting right next to each other today. And by in studio, I mean my nice little college dorm. We're not recording over Skype today. Since me and Hunter happen to have class at the same time, we figured we might as well just record in person this time. We did have to take a little hiatus because Hunter caught the flu because his immune system is that of a baby. And now we are back. He's feeling better. And we're here to cover all of the happenings in Nets land while we were gone, even though it's not very much. But let me get through the intro. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, anywhere you can listen to podcasts. Search up Brooklyn Nets, search up Hoopball Nets. We will come up. Hit that subscribe button, hit that follow button, whatever it says on your selected site of choice. Hit that button. Leave a 5-star rating and review on iTunes. All reviews are getting read on the podcast. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Hoopball Nets. And you can follow us individually. I'm at Najee_Adams_, and Hunter is at Hunter_JKR. Both of our Twitters are in the little description for the podcast, so you don't even have to type it in. You can just go click it and press follow. I feel like we're pretty good followers on Twitter. Plus, we're trying to get our followers up, so go follow us. Leave any questions or comments, concerns, anything you constructive criticism, anything y'all want, tweet it at us and we'll answer it on the show. We love interacting with y'all on Twitter, so let's get more of that going. And shout out to Hawaiian Now's Kona Coffee Company for sponsoring this podcast and every other Hoop Ball podcast. You can find them at High Kona Coffee on Twitter, HIKONA Coffee. And then most of their products can be found on Amazon. Leave a little review saying that Hoop Ball Nets sent you. So boom, with that out of the way. We don't have a ton to talk about today, but we're going to get through it as best we can. We're going to start off with the absolute abomination that is, they got absolutely destroyed. They lost to France in the semifinal. So, when you think of Team USA and basketball, you think of dominance. You don't think of losing to France and Serbia, no matter who they have. But this Team USA was slightly different. We didn't really have any bona fide superstars on our roster this time because the FIBA World Cup is at the end of the summer, right before training camp. Like, Nets training camp starts in about 10 days, less than 2 weeks away from now. And so most of the superstars didn't want to risk injury, risk overexerting themselves to plan it, so they backed out. But this is basically what happened. We lost to France in the semifinals. Just in case you didn't know, France had Rudy Gobert, Evan Fournier, Frank Ntilikina, and Nando De Colo, absolutely destroyed Team USA.
And honestly, having Kemba and Donovan Mitchell as your stars should have been more than enough to still win. Kind of a disappointment. They're not.
I think Kemba's a disappointment.
Mitchell was the set leader, according to Popovich. So it's yes, on
Kemba ways. Is an all-star superstar that should have been able to carry this team, but he was pretty trash.
Well, in reality, they weren't the best players anyway because Jokic and Giannis were in the World Cup. But I see your point.
But yes, they lost to France. They got lit up by Evan Fournier. Rudy Gobert was sending Donovan Mitchell a shot. Frank Ntilikina was locking up Kemba Walker. Things were not going well. Joe Harris, the man of the hour, the reason we're talking about this, He didn't do too well, to be honest. He played pretty bad. He had his lowest scoring game. He had 5 points.
2 rebounds, 2 assists in 18 minutes.
He hit his only three-point attempt and one of his two-pointers. He was basically 1 for 3. And it wasn't really, it was not great at all. After that, they lost to Serbia. So the loss to France kicked them out of the main championship bracket to get gold medal, silver medal, bronze medal, whatever. Had they beat Serbia, they would have been in fifth place. They lost to Serbia. Joe Harris, who started and played 22 minutes, I would honestly say this is his worst game, to be honest. He had 4 points, which is one less than the one from the France game. He on 1 of 6 shooting, 1 of 4 from deep, but he did have 4 rebounds and an assist. It wasn't a great game for Joe Harris. He played horribly. And the Serbia team had Bogdan Bogdanovic, who had 28 points. They had Nikola Jokic, who had, he played 20 minutes and had 9 and 7. He had 9, 7, and 3 in 20 minutes. That man's a monster. And then they also had Nemanja Bjelica, who had 8 points on 3 of 6 shooting. And the last known player would probably be Boban. He played 17 minutes, had 8 points, and 3 rebounds. But he's ginormous, so he is just a hassle for Team USA to even guard with Joe Harris playing the small ball 5. And, yeah, they got destroyed. So that took them out of the 5th place standing.
And then, obviously, they faced a lot of scrutiny at this point. Because even though they won the 7th place game and wound up in 7th place, it really doesn't matter. What is 7th place for USA in basketball, really? And then Miles Turner took to Twitter to say that everyone questioning their motive is wrong and they worked their hardest. They played their heart out for the country, and he knows that everyone on that team gave it their all and they should not be criticized as heavily as they are being criticized, because they're being harder on themselves than anyone is being hard on them, he said.
That's the name of the game. As the United States of America, we expect greatness.
Especially in basketball.
It's
different in baseball, where you know that the main countries are Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic, and U.S. is usually
football doesn't not even the have one to a, win. Olympic sport, so.
And then you have it's soccer. No,
the women's USA team, yes, is
women's
elite.
USA, but men's World Cup, not really. Basketball is the sport where USA dominates. So to see it start shifting internationally and have all the U.S. players dropping out of it,
that's what I think it was. I think that the U.S. players got so comfortable and content, just like, we could throw out Tyler Higbee. I'm pretty sure he's an NFL player.
Yes.
That's the point. We could throw out someone like him and be absolutely we'd smoke any country's team. So a lot of players started pulling out, and we obviously got destroyed.
Do you believe that if, let's say, Tobias Harris and De'Aaron Fox, like two of the last people, didn't withdraw,
who would they have taken the spot of?
Who was the other people? Who was like the last? Joe Harris. Joe Harris.
And I mean, Joe Harris was Team USA's best shooter. De'Aaron Fox ain't knocking down threes, and neither. Maybe Tobias could, but I don't trust. I trust Joe Harris more than I trust Tobias.
And should have been Mason Plumlee, because he didn't really play that much as it was.
I don't know. I just don't think that this Team USA was getting it done. Like, this is by far the worst Team USA I've ever seen. Granted, it's not for the Olympics; it's for the FIBA World Cup, but still. So their play in the FIBA World Cup got them 7th place in the Tokyo Olympics next summer, and Joe Harris ended things with a bang. They beat Poland. He had his best game. He scored 14 points on 5 of 9 shooting. And to finish out the entire FIBA World Cup, Joe Harris averaged 8 points, 3.9 rebounds over the course of the 8 games. And he shot 50% from deep and 51.1% overall. So Yeah, I feel like it was a good experience for Joe Harris. It's great for Nets fans to even see him on the team because I don't think anyone would have expected him to be on it at this time last year. So it's great to see Joe Harris branching out, getting to travel the world and play the sport that he loves.
I personally believe that the USA like development team was undercutting the talent on the select team.
I mean, leaving I feel off, like Trae Young would have.
Leaving off Trae Young.
Spazzed if he was on that team.
John Collins. People like that are really much better than the end of this roster.
I mean, yeah, but still, they would have played Kemba, Donovan. Like, the main player still would have played. I guess.
Who is the main players?
Kemba, at
the
end Donovan, of the game, Mitchell.
Joe Harris was playing.
I mean, they didn't have big men other than Miles Turner. But he's not huge. And then they needed someone like Drummond. Like, if Drummond would have stayed, they'd have been okay. But no one is banging with international bigs. Joe Harris definitely isn't. Miles Turner, he's a defensive god, but still, they got moves overseas that he probably never seen before. And then when it comes to the 2020 Tokyo Olympics, I feel like USA has lit a fire under their tails, and they're definitely gonna more high caliber players are gonna enroll, as seen by Damian Lillard and Steph Curry already saying they've committed, because now we have something to prove. Who do you think plays in the 2020 Tokyo Olympics? Like, I've pulled up a list of the top 100 NBA players, and I'm gonna go down. LeBron,
no.
KD, no shot.
Probably not, no.
AD?
No.
You don't think AD plays?
Probably not.
Why not?
It really is all dependent on what the Lakers do in the season, if we're being honest.
I think AD plays for sure. I think he's 25. He's what, 25, look, 26? Look,
see, the thing is, will he even be healthy? This guy is a wild card. We don't know what's
going
on.
He'll be fine. He'll be fresh off an NBA championship, so.
Yeah.
I mean, no. Who knows? Maybe the Nets could win. I think AD plays in the 2020 Olympics, though. Steph Curry already said he's playing. Harden? I don't know. I legit don't know whether or not Harden will play.
The locks I have in mind right now are Steph, Dame, Bradley Beal, and Devin Booker. Those are the people I believe will play no matter what.
I honestly think D'Lo should play.
No. I honestly will tell you, I don't think he'd make the team.
Why would he not make the team?
Because I also believe Kemba Walker and Donovan Mitchell will play.
If Kemba Walker plays like he played in the FIBA World Cup, then D'Lo making the team.
There's gonna be 6 to 7 guards. D'Lo's not going to cut it if it's Steph, Dame, Kemba, Mitchell, Booker, Beal.
Okay, D'Lo's better than Booker.
That's...
What are we talking about right now?
We're not going to do this debate again.
D'Lo is better than Booker.
How many times do I have to teach D'Lo might you this
be,
lesson?
D'Lo might be better than Kemba.
Oh my goodness.
He really might be. The last time we saw Kemba play, a.k.a. 2 weeks ago?
The last time we saw Kemba play in the NBA, he was far better than D'Angelo.
The last
Russell.
Time we saw Kemba play basketball, he was garbage. So, there's that. Kawhi, no shot. He plays for Greg Popovich. Giannis is going to be playing for Greece because, obviously, he's Greek. The Greek freak. Russell Westbrook.
Nope. He's not going to play.
I don't see him playing either, to be honest. One dark horse that I could see playing is Chris Paul. Just because the Thunder have nothing to play for. And I could see him just wanting to play on a competitive roster for the last time in his career. Jimmy Butler?
Paul George?
Paul George, I don't think he plays. I don't think he plays without Westbrook. Oh, no, I'm chatting. He's not even on the Thunder anymore. I don't think he plays without Kawhi. Plus, he's always injured. So.
I think it... Like the Lakers, it depends what the Clippers do in reality.
The thing with Paul George is he's coming off like 3 different injuries this summer. I don't think he plays. Klay Thompson. Jimmy Butler might play. Klay Thompson, I don't think there's a shot he plays. Cat? I think Cat should play.
Cat is from the Dominican Republic.
Oh my God. That is insane. That's all the big men. That's why USA has no big men, because they're all from overseas. Draymond, no shot he plays. Ben Simmons is from Australia. Nikola Jokic, he's Serbia. Not playing. Al Horford, he's our only shot.
Al Horford can play. Rudy Gobert, France. DeRozan's going to play.
Okay, who cares? We need big men.
Kristaps can't play.
Kristaps isn't playing. DeMarcus is injured. LaMarcus, I guess. But still, we don't have a big center like Drummond. It has to be Drummond. He's the only one.
He's the only hope.
He's the only one. Because I'm really looking right now. It really has to be Drummond. Clint Capela. He's no shot. He's not from the U.S.
He's not.
Steven Adams, maybe? If we're talking about Steven Adams as our last hope. Spain.
Oh, Blake Griffin?
I mean, yeah, but he's like 6'11". He's not guarding Jokic. There's no... Who? Nobody. Miles Turner and
Rudy. And won't you love when there's a team that has Luka Doncic on it in the Olympics, too?
I mean, he's going to get destroyed.
Jokic, Embiid, Luka Doncic, all these international players playing. It's going to be the best competition they've ever faced. By far.
Yeah, but they have Steph Curry and Damian Lillard already, so that's game. That's as far as I'm concerned. They're winning the chips. Okay, but...
It's not like in the past...
Franco Jabalaka is not...
It's not like the past where the best Spain player was Juan Carlos Navarro.
Okay, but regardless, if they have Luka Doncic and then a whole bunch of nobodies who've never seen Steph Curry play, there's no shot they're guarding him.
You think
they've seen that man on TV? It's a whole different story where he's coming up to you pulling from 40.
Well, as we saw, France versus USA, that means nothing.
France versus USA, that
Nando
Kemba
DiColo,
is not Steph Curry.
Nando DiColo lit them up.
Yeah, so did Frankie. And you know whose man that was? Kemba Walker.
Yeah.
Kemba and Steph Curry are two very different people. Dame Lillard is the best player on that team by far. I'm talking about would have been the best from the FIBA team.
Oh, I was like, what?
He's not better than Steph yet. And then moving on, the Nets are engaging in a little bit of savagery. They are giving away 10,000. Well, they're giving away a replica jersey for Kyrie Irving to the first 10,000 fans on October 25th in the Barclays when they play. Drum roll, please. The New York Knicks. It's an extreme troll of the highest order, because the Knicks were so gung-ho on, we're going to have Zion, and we're going to have KD, and we're going to have Kyrie. And yeah, they ended up with Julius Randle, and that's about it. So I think the Nets are giving this away simply because to rub it in Knicks fans' faces, and I love it. The Nets promo so far that have been announced are pretty cool. I know they have a Dr. J Black Panther bobblehead sometime in November.
I plan on being in attendance on the Kyrie Jersey Day simply because I want to support anti-Knicks antics.
I just want a Kyrie jersey.
Anti-Knicks antics are fun as well.
Yeah. We plan on being in attendance on October 25th, so if you know, there's no shot any of you know what we look like. But, I mean, you could easily go look us up on Twitter, and if you see us, then please come say hi. We should wear a sign that says Hoopball Brooklyn Nets Podcast.
Yeah.
We really should on our chest. On our chest and on our back. Subscribe. We might do it. I might do it just to have some interaction.
We'll have a poster.
We should. We should honestly have a poster. Or we should, like, get there super early and place on all the seats, like, a flyer. It's like, you like Nets basketball? Subscribe to the Hoopball Brooklyn Nets podcast. You can find us on row 135, seat 10 and 12.
10 and 12. Why would we sit two seats apart? Who's sitting between?
I don't know. She's 10 and 11. And, yeah. In other news, Spencer Dinwiddie is trying to be the first NBA player to make himself a stock. I don't see
what he's doing is becoming a true entrepreneur, investor.
I still don't 100% understand what Spencer Dinwiddie is trying to do. But what I think, so he plans on converting his contract into a form of digital investment so that he gets more payment up front. So he plans on making the $34 million of his contract able to be purchased by other investors and him getting the upfront payment of it. So it's basically he's making his $34 million contract into Bitcoin so that he gets the upfront payment, like he gets the money right now instead of paid out throughout 3 years. And then what he's going to do is take that money that he gets upfront and invest it into other places. So theoretically, if things go right for Spencer Dinwiddie, he would make more money than he would have if he just stayed with his 3-year, $34 million contract. It's extremely confusing, but basically, he's trying to get all of his money now, invest it into different stocks and bonds and whatnot, and make more money over the long term. It could work out.
And it seems as though the worst that can happen is he breaks even. So he's covering his bases, even though if he doesn't build on top of the money.
If he invests his money wisely and in the right stocks and bonds and things like that, then he could honestly make double his money if he does it right. But he could also make absolutely nothing and stay at $34 million flat, which would still be $34 million. So, I mean, he's good regardless.
His only flaw, not flaw, his only issue with this would be if he got in trouble with the law and his contract was voided, he got suspended or something. But if he is taking this risk and is smart enough to use his money like that, I highly doubt he would be someone to get in trouble with the law.
Dinwiddie doesn't seem like that type of guy, to be completely honest. Throughout his years in the league, he's 26 years old and hasn't really been in any scandals whatsoever, so things don't look to be too bad on that front, and honestly, I think he'll be fine. I think it's a good idea. It still has to be approved by, like, the commissioner and the Players Association and all that, but there's no reason as to why I don't think they would let him do it. He's basically just trying to make himself, he's turning himself into an investment, which is actually pretty cool, to be completely honest. And then, lastly, we just have a little bit of news. So the sale for the Nets went through, and they no longer have. So Joe Tsai is officially their majority owner. So woo, he plans to do big things with the Nets.
Oh, and I saw a video. Someone snuck into a practice in Beijing,
and wasn't Joe, he frying?
Yeah, he was eating well in a pickup game.
He said that like the FIBA World Cup had inspired him. He was killing people. Pull up jumpers, turnaround jumpers. He might as well get himself a spot on the team. And outside of that, they did hire a new G League coach. They signed Sean Fien as the new head coach of the Long Island Nets after Will Weaver went to coach a Australian NBL team. He went to be their head coach. He traded in the G League head coach for the NBL head coach. And Matt Riccardi is now the GM of the Long Island Nets, replacing the beloved Trajan Langdon, who is now the assistant GM for the... No, he's the GM. He's the GM for the New Orleans Pelicans. My man moved on up. And both of them, Will Weaver and Trajan Langdon, were the GM of the year and coach of the year. So Sean Fien and Matt Riccardi have some big shoes to fill. So bringing it back to the Nets promos and just their schedule to begin with, Hunter and I were looking at their promo schedule. They have a lot of good promos on the docket.
Yeah, it seems like them and Marvel are very close partners for the upcoming season.
Yeah, so we say that because obviously, you know, October 25th, the Kyrie jerseys. But then November 22nd, we have a Spider-Man bobblehead night. Then the 29th, we have a Nickelodeon SpongeBob SquarePants arm and headband set, which honestly doesn't sound too bad. The Star Wars night bobblehead. And then we have a Marvel Spencer Dinwiddie Iron Man on January 18th, and we have a Dr. J Marvel Black Panther bobblehead. So that's three Marvel bobbleheads right there with Spencer Dinwiddie, Dr. J, and then just Spider-Man. So, if I had to pick their best three, I'm not going to go all three Marvel, to be completely honest. I'm going to go with the Kyrie. I'm going to go with the Notorious. They have another Biggie bobblehead night.
We got that one last year.
We went on the Biggie bobblehead
night. It's sitting on my fridge at home.
It's on my dresser at home, but I'm not going to go to that one. Honestly, I might go with the three Marvel. Nah, I'm going to go with the Spencer Dinwiddie Iron Man, the Kyrie replica jersey, and a DeAndre Jordan Star Wars bobblehead night. Not a big fan. I might have to go with the Dr. J Black Panther, just because I like Black Panther. So
yeah, that would be a good one.
I honestly might.
We'll keep you guys updated on what games we plan on attending.
We're gonna attend games, and if you gotta know what we look like. Like, you gotta know, find out what we look like, so that you can see us and we can chill, watch the game together, talk about Nets.
And you heard it from Najee first. He'll wear a Hoopball podcast
make a hoodie
on his chest.
A Hoopball podcast.
He's going to tape the sign on his chest.
If we get, let me see, if five people tweet at Hoopball Nets, wear the hoodie, I'll put on a Hoopball Nets paper on my back so
and
that you
chest.
And chest, so that you know that it's us. But that's only if five people tweet us by the time the next episode comes out. So if you really want that to happen, make sure you get at us on Twitter.
If we're being honest, he's gonna do it anyway.
But with that being said, that'll do it for this episode. Yeah, this was a lighter episode. We're gonna start, the next episode's probably gonna be like a player review. We're gonna start our player review series, really get into things, gear things up for the start of the regular season, the start of training camp, media days coming up. The offseason is almost over, people, and it is time to get back into Nets basketball. So with that, make sure you subscribe to us on iTunes, leave a 5-star rating and review. All reviews are getting read on the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at HoopBallNets. You can follow us individually. I'm at NajeeAdams_. If you don't know how to spell Najee, N-A-J-E-E, Adams_. Hunter is at Hunter_JKR. Or you can just go in the description of the podcast and click the little links to our Twitters. And shout out to Winehouse Kona Coffee Company for sponsoring this podcast and every other HoopBall podcast. At High Kona Coffee on Twitter, make sure you let them know that HoopBallNets sent you. And without further ado, we'll see you all next time.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.